Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times. The Senate Judiciary Committee begins confirmation hearings for Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland today. In 2016, Garland was nominated to the Supreme Court but denied a hearing by Republicans. When tapped by President Joe Biden, Garland said he was honored and eager to get to work.
Ensuring the rule of law and making the promise of equal justice under law real are the great principles upon which the Department of Justice was founded and for which it must always stand.
While some on the left have expressed concerns Garland is a moderate, he is expected to be confirmed. In his opening statement, Garland will vow to fight white supremacy and root out domestic political extremism. Global security researcher Noreen Chowdhury-Fink with the Sufan Center says it's a shift from policies post 9/11.
80% of the resources of the FBI were devoted to international terrorism and only 20% to domestic terrorism. And I think what was really extraordinary under the Trump administration was really the politicization of this.
Meanwhile, one of nine members of the Oath Keepers militia group arrested for her role in the Capitol riot says she wasn't there to participate, but to provide security for legislators and other key people. Attorneys for Jessica Watkins argue she had VIP access to the rally and met with Secret Service agents. The Justice Department says the group maintained a cache of weaponry near D.C., trained each other in military tactics, and pushed past the Capitol Police barricades during the insurrection. Georgetown Law Associate Professor Vita Johnson is troubled most of the 235 people charged face only misdemeanors.
They're charged with trespass. They're charged with disorderly conduct. These are low-level misdemeanors. The U.S. Attorney's Office has the ability to charge those people with things like rioting, sedition, burglary. There are all sorts of statutes that exist on the books.
In his first public appearance since leaving office, former President Donald Trump will speak at next weekend's Conservative Political Action Conference about the future of the Republican Party, which new polling shows will likely include him. In a Suffolk University USA Today poll, half of respondents said the GOP should become more loyal to Trump, even if it means losing support from establishment Republicans. 47% said they would follow Trump if a new party was created. Trump has not indicated plans to run in 2024, but if he does, he won't have the support of Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who has called on the GOP to find a different voice for the party's future. The U.S. House will continue its work on its $1.9 trillion stimulus bill today, with a floor vote expected by week's end. Taking questions on Twitter, President Biden said Americans will see stimulus checks soon.
We committed to you, Democrat and Republican, a $2,000 stimulus check. $600 came forward last time around. Another $1,400 will be coming.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed to pass the bill before March 14th when expanded unemployment benefits expire. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.